You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Could you tell me a bit about your background as a drug counsellor and what insight that has given you?
So I've been an alcohol and drug counsellor for over 15 years, and most of my clients are in the justice sector. I don't actually do a lot of counselling. I do a lot more interviews and assessments. So let's say that somebody appears in court for a drink driving charge, or perhaps they've assaulted somebody under the influence of methamphetamine or something like that. And the judge wants to know, is this guy's offending? Does he have a drug problem or a drinking problem that is contributing to his offending? So the judge may order a comprehensive alcohol and drug assessment, and I specialise in writing up those assessments.
Previously, Corrections has offered an AOD program as an effort to curb drug-related reoffending, but they pulled this in 2018. I understand that you were never a fan of this program. What issues did you take with it?
The Corrections Department has offered a range of alcohol and drug programs. Historically, they have focused on treatment programs, which have been 6 months long. They're intensive treatment programs in a particular wing or unit of a particular prison. More recently, they introduced some very brief educational programs, which are delivered by corrections staff rather than by qualified and trained alcohol and drug clinicians. Those education programs, and one of them was 4 hours long, that was called the Brief Education Program, and then they offered a medium one, which was 8 hours, I think. So those are not treatment programs, and they, you know, I guess they keep the prisoners occupied for a few hours a week, but they don't actually treat alcohol and drug addictions, which is what so many prisoners actually present with.
They pulled this in 2018. Have they since replaced that program with something more effective?
So just to clarify, we're talking about the brief education programs, dear Felix?
Yeah, I'm talking about any sort of programs to address drug use within the corrections sector, so within prisons.
Well, they still have the long-term intensive treatment programs, which are generally referred to as the DTP. That stands for Drug Treatment Program, but it also includes, alcohol. So those programs are still running. They've been running for many, many years, and over the years, in fact, the Corrections Department has increased the number of intensive programs that are available. So the number of intensive treatment programs has not declined. Possibly the number of prisoners doing them may have declined a little bit in the last couple of years because the prison population has dropped by 20%. So there are less people in prison and therefore less people to do the programs. So you've got to, there's quite a number of nuances to this situation.
What are your thoughts on the intensive treatment programs? Do you think they're effective?
No, I think they're a waste of time and taxpayers' money. So each year, the Corrections Department does an evaluation on every single one of its rehabilitation programs, including drug treatment, to see whether they're actually making a difference. Since the turn of the century, the last 20 years that they've been running these programs, the DTP, the Intensive Drug Treatment Program, has never reduced reoffending by more than about 5%, which means basically that out of 20 people that might do the program, only one gets any benefit out of it. If you compare that with the effectiveness of the drug court in Auckland, that reduces reoffending by between 50 and 60%. So that demonstrates how ineffective drug treatment in prison actually is, and basically it's a waste of money. The money that's spent on drug treatment in prison should be spent on drug courts in the community.
Yeah, so you're saying that you believe that drug courts are the best course of action to address drug-related crimes, is that right?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, the Auckland Drug Court has also been evaluated. In fact, it's probably been evaluated more comprehensively than any other rehabilitation program in the entire country by a number of different academics and agencies, and all of the evaluations have identified that it works really, really well. The Ministry of Justice has done a cost-benefit analysis of it, which is a separate kind of evaluation, and that indicates that it provides value for money. And at the end of the day, the stats are just over the top in terms of reduced reoffending of between 50 and 60% in the first year after completing the program.
Could you elaborate on what a drug court is? Like, what are the key differences between a drug court and a criminal court?
Well, the district courts or the criminal courts, the purpose of those courts is basically to punish or to sentence, and, you know, sentencing mostly involves punishment. So there's very little in the way of rehabilitation which is offered in a district court where criminals appear for whatever offending they've committed. The drug court, on the other hand, in order to get into the drug court, the offender has to plead guilty. So he or she accepts that they have committed whatever the offence was. And they have to be facing a sentence of up to 3 years in prison. In other words, you don't get into the drug court unless you've done something fairly serious. You plead guilty, and if you acknowledge that you've got an alcohol or a drug problem, and that's then the process, so you stay out of jail, the judge will probably order you into residential treatment or into other housing. You may have to do a day program if you don't. If the offender doesn't require intensive residential, then they can do a day program. And the offender is brought back to court initially once a week, but then once a fortnight, and then probably once a month, and then monitored closely for up to 18 months to see that they're not using drugs and not drinking. And they're given whatever other support they need. That might include mental health support, housing support, whatever their issues are. Those will be addressed in the drug court. So it's much more comprehensive, and it's, you might call it wraparound. It's a wraparound service.
In terms of the cost of investment, how much money is the government spending on drug courts now? How much should they be spending, and where should that money come from?
My understanding is that the drug court in Auckland costs approximately $5 million a year to operate. And that's marginally more expensive than a district court. I believe the corrections department spends approximately $150 million a year on rehabilitation programs in prison. Very few of those programs make any difference. And although I'm not opposed to rehabilitation being offered in prison, if the government spent $150 million setting up drug courts up and down the country, that would make a huge difference to the number of people ending up in prison with alcohol and drug problems that, in effect, don't get treated in prison. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. That's pretty much all the main questions that I had for you. Is there anything else that you want to add before I let you go?
Yeah, I'd like to add that I was very disappointed in the comments by the National Party corrections spokesman complaining about the drop in the availability of drug treatment in prison. Clearly, he has no understanding of how the process actually works and doesn't realise that drug treatment in prison is pretty much a waste of time anyway, and that the only programs that have been dropped are brief education programs, 4 hours and 8 hours long, which make no difference to anybody anyway. So, you know, the National Party's correction spokesman is basically talking through a hole in his hat.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.